It's Monday, October 28, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. The director of the Institute for Public Policy Research, Graham Hopwood, addressed the organization's consultations with the Finance and Public Enterprises Ministry, underscoring their aim to present crucial issues for consideration ahead of the mid-year budget review set for later today. The IPPR has gathered insights and proposals from various civil society groups to ensure that pressing concerns are brought to the attention of the minister and his team.
We've seen some signs of that happening in the budget this year, more money being spent on upgrading informal settlements, but more needs to be done. And then a third area broadly is education, but in particular early childhood education, early childhood development, which seems to be neglected at times. So those are in a range of issues that are raised in a paper that we just published.
After Israel's missile strike on Iran over the weekend, tensions are escalating in the already volatile Middle East. Pendar Nanda, executive director in the International Relations and Cooperations Ministry, warns that this situation could lead to repercussions affecting not just the region, but the global community as well.
And we are really calling upon these two countries to resolve their differences through diplomatic means. We do not want to see a situation escalate in the region. As it is, we already have the attacks on Gaza resulting in the innocent killing of women and children, as well as on Lebanon.
South Africa's Deputy President Paul Mashatile has praised former Labour Minister Membatisi Mdladlana for his contributions to fighting apartheid and advocating for labour rights. Mdladlana, South Africa's longest-serving Labour Minister, worked under four presidents. Speaking at a special memorial service, Mashatile highlighted Mdladlana's legacy for resilience, commitment to social justice, and implementing key labour laws that protected workers' rights and reduced industrial disputes.
He understood that a thriving economy depends on the well-being of its workers. He fought to ensure that South Africa's workforce received fair treatment and protection under the law.
Sub-Saharan African countries reliant on commodity exports must implement economic reforms to address uneven regional growth, stated Abebe Aimro Selassie, the International Monetary Fund's African director. Reuters reports that the IMF's latest World Economic Outlook reveals that the region's growth is projected at 3.6% this year, consistent with last year's figures, and lower than the April forecast of 3.8%. Commodity-dependent economies are notably underperforming compared to their more diversified counterparts. With just over a week left to go until Election Day, U.S. presidential candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have been crossing the country making their final pitches to voters. The latest polls indicate the race is still effectively a dead heat, and as our correspondent Chakrute Dave reports, it's the battleground states that will ultimately decide the winner.
Both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris ended the weekend with rallies, but while the Republican chose to hold his at the iconic Madison Square Garden in the thus far solidly blue state of New York, Kamala Harris picked the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania. On Saturday in Michigan, another swing state, Donald Trump tried to reach out to Muslim voters disillusioned with the White House over its approach to the Israel-Gaza war. And while Donald Trump made his closing argument in his hometown on Sunday, Kamala Harris will be making hers on Tuesday at the Ellipse here in Washington, D.C. More than 38 million people have already cast their ballots, but according to the polls, they're neck and neck in the seven swing states that will determine the result of this race.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.